Deco Retro program here on Planet FM. We will bring you interesting interviews, updates of future deco, modern, retro, and other related events. Also the stories that celebrate New Zealand's history and its people, as well as book reviews and other snippets capturing the glamour and fascination of a bygone era. Deco Retro. Deco Retro. Good afternoon and welcome to the program. I'm Philippa. Many people, myself included, would have watched with mounting disbelief the events that unfolded in Washington recently, during the final weeks of Donald Trump's presidency. It was unsettling, to say the least, to see thousands of his fanatical supporters storm that bastion of democracy, the U.S. Senate, surging through the building with such destructive ferocity. Before our very eyes, democracy being swept away by the mania of the mob. This was a wake-up call, not just for America, but for us all. The fact that Americans did wake up and vote him out of office reassured us that, flawed though it may be, America's democracy remains intact, much to the relief of the Western world. It is my belief that Donald Trump displayed the pathological characteristics of a dictator. His mercurial, vindictive, often petulant behavior, underlying arrogance, and lack of respect for the office he held surely makes his presidency one of the most bizarre on record. The rise of fascism in Germany brought to an end the free-wheeling euphoria of 1920s Berlin when, in 1933, Hitler was appointed Chancellor. It had taken 14 years laying the groundwork in the wake of economic chaos and political upheaval in Germany after the First World War for this opportunistic dictator and his fanatical cohorts to finally take power and ruthlessly quash all hope of reviving Germany's struggle for democracy. So today, I've decided to repeat a program I recorded in January 2017. I call the program Gay Abandon in Berlin and the Music the Nazis Suppressed. Good afternoon, listeners. I hope you're enjoying the summer break. Today you're with Philippa, and our program is about Berlin between the two world wars. We'll play some of the cabaret music suppressed by the Third Reich, music the Nazis considered degenerate. In 1933, the National Socialist Party was voted into power, and Adolf Hitler appointed Chancellor. Hitler's henchmen took control. Freedom of speech would now be stifled, as would many of the modern arts that had flourished during the short-lived Weimar Republic, which only lasted from 1918 to 1933. A wealth of musical and lyric talent had created a thriving and vibrant cabaret scene during the Weimar era, and many of the talented composers and songwriters were Jewish. Germany's first cabarets had opened in 1901 in Berlin. In spite of the Prussian censors, cabaret grew in popularity as a more open-minded audience enjoyed the wit, satire, and sauciness that mocked the values and social foibles of bourgeois society. People had had enough of war. The patriotic fervor of an older generation was regarded with cynicism. That veneration of war and jingoism had come at a high price. Resentment seethed at the unrealistic war reparation payments imposed on a once proud Germany. With vast unemployment came poverty and homelessness. Worst of all was the hyperinflation. Money was worthless. Just about everything was unaffordable, and the middle class were rapidly sinking into humiliating poverty. People were forced to sell whatever they could just to survive, sometimes even themselves. Even drugs were freely available and cheap. Cocaine, the preferred drug of choice. And yet, the Weimar years were remarkable. Despite an atmosphere of febrile confusion, with political upheaval, poverty and desperation, or perhaps because of it, the zeitgeist, that ephemeral spirit of the time, unleashed a surge of prolific talent and creativity in all the arts. Talented people from upcountry and abroad flocked to Berlin. Writers, musicians, actresses, revolutionaries and free thinkers, fraudsters and transients, all chancing their luck in the glittering seediness of Berlin. Unaware, the Weimar Republic was already in its final death throes. Berlin, with its brothels catering for most proclivities and racy cabaret nightlife, was notorious as a destination for sex holidays. Foreigners on a limited income also found it a cheap place to live. The British writer Christopher Isherwood took up residence in Berlin from 1929 to 1933. He came not only to find inspiration for his writing, but also to be initiated into the homoerotic promiscuity of Berlin's numerous boy bars. There were thought to be 170 male brothels under police supervision at the time. Berlin offered refuge to the gay expat community of his generation, who were fearful of censure and prosecution in conservative Britain. Living incognito in Berlin gave a sense of exhilarating freedom, unimaginable at home. They saw themselves as daring and nonconformist. In the aftermath of the First World War, Berlin had become a smouldering hotbed of political ideology and freedom of expression not tolerated elsewhere in Europe. It was now a city not only of reckless abandon, but also of opportunity and intrigue. With the boycott of Jewish businesses in April 1933, stark reality was about to hit home. It was time for Christopher Isherwood, his fellow expats, and anyone under threat to say goodbye to Berlin. Incidentally, the film Cabaret was based on Sally Bowles, one of the characters Isherwood portrayed in the Berlin novels, written after he had left Berlin for good. Now, let's listen to some of that music suppressed by the Third Reich. Except for one, all the songs we'll play today are sung in English by Uta Lemper, at least I think that's the way you pronounce it, with the Matrix Ensemble. Here she is singing It's All a Swindle, composed by Friedrich Hollander, with lyrics by Marcellus Schiffer.
Son, My son's a mooch and so's the pooch. Life's a swindle, yes, it's all a swindle. So get what you can from your fellow man. Girls and boys today would rather steal than play. And we don't care, we tell them get your share. Life is short and greed's in season. All mankind has lost its reason. Life is good, knock on wood, knock, knock. Swindle, shopper swindle, every purchase hides a tale. The price is inflated or regulated to ensure the store will fail. Wheel and deal and pull a fast one, knowing you won't be last one. Get the goods while they're going, grab the cash while it is flowing. Swindle some. What the heck? Go bounce a check. Life's a swindle. Yes, it's all a swindle. So get what you can from your fellow men. Girls and boys today would rather steal than play. And we don't care. We tell them get your share. Life is short and greed's in season. All mankind has lost its reason. Life is good, knock on wood, knock, knock. Politicians are magicians who make swindles disappear. The bribes they are taking, the deals they are making, never reach the public's ear. The left betrays, the right dismays, the country's broken. Guess who pays? But tax each swindle in the making. Profits will be record-breaking. Everyone swindle some. So vote for who will steal for you. Life's a swindle, yes, it's all a swindle. So get what you can from your fellow man.
Our next song is a saucy satire composed by Friedrich Hollander with lyrics by Kurt Tucholsky. Take it off, Petronella.
She is all the rage of the German stage, playing Wiedekind or Goethe. We all love her so, she plays SRO, so the critics' barbs don't hurt her. It's really a phenomenon. When she comes on, all cares are gone. She bears her soul and shoulder. We gasp and pant and start to chant. Take it off, Petronella, take it off. Of your talents we're adoring, but we find the theatre boring. If you don't want us to yawn or snore, cough. Take it off, Petronella, take it off. Put anyone to sleep yet. I act Maeterlinck, wearing only mink, and I play Fiji Naya, wearing not the swatch, just the diamond watch and the glittering tiara. I bring classics to the present tense with elegance and relevance, and you'll love my love's labor. My Juliet's the best you. My costumes get less and lesser. They think I am quite the dresser. And of course they all admire my scholarship. When I strip, don't you fellas, when I strip. When the curtain's down, she goes on the town on the arm of a rich lover. Then he sees her home and start to roam, but he hovers just above her. You please me more than you can know by giving me a second show. Your bare flesh in the moonlight will help to make my juices flow. Strip for me, Petronella, strip for me. Release your body from its torment. I want my own private performance. In the morning we'll go on a stopping spree. But tonight, Petronella, strip for me. Strip for me, Petronella, strip for me.
Now the music and lyrics for this spirited song we're going to play next is by Frederick Hollander, and it's called Chuck Out the Men.
Been raging since history began. Yes, feminists of every nation want to throw off the chains made by men. Hula girls and housemaids and wives and Mary Boo hear all our voices thunder and protest. Anything that men do, women can do too, and more than that, we women do it best. Chuck all the men out of the Reichstag and chuck all the men out of the courthouse. Men are the problem with humanity. They're blinded by their vanity. Them when we could have easily outpaced them. Yes, we should have long ago replaced them, or better yet, erased them. If we had made our feelings clear, we women have had enough to hear. As babies, men all howl and bluster. They cry through the night and the day, perfecting the techniques they'll master for the times when they don't get their way. Nursey holds the monster, feeds him from the breast, and baby is contented for a bit. But when he sees his nurse is trying to get some rest, the little man decides to have a fit. Chuck all the men out of the Reichstag and chuck all the men out of the courthouse. Men are the problem with humanity. They're blinded by the vanity. Women have passively embraced them when we could have easily outpaced them. Yes, we should have long ago replaced them, or better yet, erased them. If we had made our feelings clear, we women have had enough to hear. The men get the pick of professions. They're policemen, as scholars, and clerks. They get rich and acquire possessions, like we wives who keep house for these jerks. They're ruining the country while we mop up the floor. They're flushing this whole nation down the drain. Sisters, stand together, let's show these men the door before they drive us totally insane. Men are the problem with humanity. They're blinded by the vanity. We could have passively embraced them when we could have easily outpaced them. Yes, we should have long ago replaced them, or better yet, erased them. If we had made our feelings clear, we women have had enough to hear.
The Lavender Song, composed by Misha Spolyansky, with lyrics by Kurt Schwabach, speaks for the right to be openly gay.
What makes them think they have the right to say what God considers vice? What makes them think they have the right to keep us out of paradise? They make our lives hell here on earth, poisoning us with guilt and shame. If we resist, prison awaits, so our love does not speak its name. The crime is when love must hide. From now on we'll love with pride. We're not afraid to be queer and different. If that means hell, well, hell, we'll take the chance. They are so straight, uptight, upright and rigid. They march in lockstep, we prefer to dance. We see a world of romance and of pleasure. All they can see is sheer banality. Lavender nights, our greatest treasure, where we can be just who we want to be. Around us all love, pass away. That's what you'd really like to do. But we're too strong, proud, unafraid. In fact, we almost pity you. You act from fear. Why should that be? What is it that you're frightened of? The way that we dress, the way that we meet, the fact that you cannot destroy our love. We're going to win our rights to lavender days and nights. We're not afraid to be queer and different. If that means hell, well, hell, we'll take the chance. They're all so straight up, tight, upright and rigid. They march in lockstep, we prefer to dance. We see a world of romance and of pleasure. All they can see is sheer banality. Lavender nights, our greatest treasure, where we can be just who we want to be. Lavender nights, our greatest treasure, where we can be just who we want to be.
And we'll now play Oh, How We Wish That We Were Kids Again. The music and lyrics are by Friedrich Hollander.
Not so long ago, we Germans thirsted after blood. Ha! We had half the world in trenches crawling through the mud. Victory was in our reach as we launched U-boat fleets. Back at home, our women starved, or else they worked the streets. From Matilda on, we've had a steady line of heroes. So how come we got stuck this time with a bunch of zeros? Then a naval mutiny made it clear for all to see. The status quo just had to go in Germany. Oh, how we wish that we were kids again. How pure we were back then when we were young. Back then we played at war on soft green grass. We fought with make-believe, not poison gas. And now that we have seen the face of war, we're not the same man that we were before. And we can say without hypocrisy, now we want the world to be safer. Hotels are housing communist soirees. For a brief time, Germany looked like it might go red. But then Karl and Rosa were found in the river dead. The Social Democrats decided it was necessary to enlist the aid of the old Kaiser's military. The Revolution of Berlin fought a war it couldn't win, after which we happily gave in to sin. Oh, how we wish that we were kids again. How pure we were back then when we were young. Back then we played at war on soft green grass. We fought with make-believe, not poison gas. And now that we have seen the face of war, we're not the same men that we were before. And we can say without hypocrisy, we want the world to be safe and democracy. Beer's flowing once again throughout all Germany. Ha! That's who we can't afford it in our meager salary. We demand a raise right now or else we'll go on strike. Duff our clothes and naked we go out for a brisk hike. To which we have been a witness, it makes perfect sense that we pursue physical fitness. If you've always been a prude, get a brand new attitude. Start to exercise each morning in the nude. Oh, how we wish that we were kids again. How pure we were back then when we were young. Back then we played at war on soft green grass. We fought with make-believe, not true. the same man that we were before. And now they say without hypocrisy, now we want the world to be free for democracy.
I'd like to finish today with a song from Kurt Weill and Bert Brecht's The Threepenny Opera. Premiered in Berlin in August 1928, it was a resounding success. This satirical opera has often been seen as embodying the zeitgeist, but was considered degenerate by the Nazis. Fortunately, both Weill, who was Jewish, and Brecht emigrated in 1933. Here is a special early German recording of Bert Brecht, the man himself, singing the Ballad of Mack the Knife. Listening to that. I do hope you've found our program today interesting. We'll fade out today with Marlene Dietrich singing Falling in Love Again from the 1930 film The Blue Angel.